Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello there, everybody. You know what night it is, don't you? It's been this day all day today. It is TGIFS, and thank you. Goodness, it's Friday. Or if you really had a week, you might say, thank God, it's Friday. I'm Deborah Lee, and I'm going to be your next hour and a half, about 90 minutes. Yeah. And I want to remind everyone that we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards, holding this up right now for our Facebookers who are watching from the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page. So if you join us, please hop in there. We've got some very nice people for you. Also, remember that the full 24-card layout for each of our callers, or if we turn to Facebook, and it only takes me a moment. But it's a wonderful way for me to get an intuitive feel of the landscape of your life. For instance, there will be the past, the present, of course, and as you are taking your path into the future. We all need to remember, though, the perceptions that you get from a carving are never cast in stone. They're never written in blood. There's a lot of fluctuation considering that from day to day you're making different choices and they're impacting your life and others around you are doing the same. So the best we can do is choose which will bring change for us to navigate our path into the future. And that's why I'm here. So do bear in mind, though, it's important that this is not tarot card reading. It is not oracle card reading, although we'll be using some oracle card to confuse. It's not any that has there, so we don't want people to confuse personal prophecy. Is the meta of my grandmother at this point. We had kind of an appointment in the afterlife, and I just want you to know that we take your concerns, your hopes, your wishes, your dreams, we take them all very seriously because it's really important for us to help lead you in your own reality. I really can't put it any more simply. And with that, I am going to turn you over to Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'd also like to remind everybody out there that if you are international, no matter how you are joining us, let us know. And we'll give you live international shout-outs as we recognize you. And we'll start out with Virgil. Virgil, live international shout out to Virgil in England as I get rid of a scammer very quick.
Yeah. I do have to say that our show does attract a share of scammers. They may not even be real people. You know, in the bot.
Right.
Digital age. Still, though, they can't be horning in on our parade here.
It's lame.
And Rachel, yes. Only Ozzy here, and we're very happy to have you too. I've been enjoying myself, Rachel, Later, there are a couple, three free dating websites that I'm still checking out so I can tell all of you which ones to really be there. So, but some of them are free. And I've met some very lovely men from your part of the world. I do have to say, though, they are very rugged.
That could be right down the street.
Yeah. Oh, sure, they could be. Right away, they want to go to WhatsApp, and mine is all screwed up right now, so I can't. But anyway, I wouldn't.
International shout-out to Rachel in Australia.
Yes. Well, we've been freaking out without you too, hon. So if you come on over to the Psychic Love Doctor show page, it's like you become instant family.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That is a true statement. If you ever have any extended periods of silence, something went wrong. Hang back. Don't hang back. Hang up and call back. Hanging back ain't going to do you any good. Facebookers, yeah, if we get some gaps in the phone calls, and it happens, no predictions can be made as far as that goes. We'll turn to you, but only then we shall do so, and you have to wait for instructions if that does occur.
Yeehaw!
Regardless of how you get your reading, tonight is Friday, Rebel Card Friday, so when you hear the yeehaw, that means stand by, because your reading is over, so stand by for that to end. Don't try to think it's halftime or some crap like that. And B, stand by for a single card out of the Rebel deck. We do it on Fridays only. I think we did it on a Saturday because Friday had some issues. I don't know. Occasionally, it's other days, but typically, it's your traditional Friday deck. And that deck, that single card we pull will have a message for you. It will not be sugar-coated. It will not have sprinkles on it and fairy farts and all that other stuff. So, ultimately, there's a message to it. Just not delivered with that. Let's see what else we got here. Okay.
Yeah, what is today?
Today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Seriously.
Yeah, they are pretty awesome.
We have a small restaurant here in the Virginia Beach area that only serves variations of grilled cheese.
Well, I think they do have some other stuff on there, but I think that is their bread and butter, right?
Well, I don't know. I only know about the grilled.
Was that the one that was in the article recently or in the news?
Not recently, but sometimes.
Oh, there's a new one that's
in
there.
And they put every kind of thing in it.
You could, yeah, you can choose. Well, otherwise, you couldn't have just a menu of one item. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can turn a grilled cheese into a very filling meal if you start adding meats and stuff like that, too.
Oh,
so,
and I can't imagine. The only thing I wouldn't like would be, what are those slugs that they put on Caesar salad sometimes? Those anchovies.
I've never seen anybody put an anchovy on those.
Well, Caesar salads are supposed to have them.
How come then you never get them on anyone on earth anymore?
Probably because everybody...
Nobody probably likes them.
They pick them off.
It used to be a classic pizza topping, too, but nobody gets that anymore.
Yeah.
It's not bad on a pizza.
Could you... Well, never mind. We don't want to get off on a tangent.
I'm just saying. It's got a unique taste. I mean, you wouldn't want to order a whole pizza and then hate it. You'd want to get like a slice to see if it's your thing.
And you know they're going to make a lot of cicada pizzas coming up here. We usually get the sound of those.
I say it's later this month.
Is it?
Here's what they say. You know, I guess they're larvae that are in the ground right now.
Yeah.
Apparently, when wherever they are in the ground hits a certain temperature, that tells them, oh, it's time to come out and transform. So, yeah.
Yep. Well, I wish I had a flamethrower when they get going.
Yeah, they're loud as hell.
Oh, and they're ugly.
They are very alien looking.
And whenever I see a picture or I hear one, Virgil, I think of you in that fancy, ritzy hotel in Manhattan, did you say it was? And you had visitors.
I'm surprised they had those there.
Yeah,
I wonder. Usually not a northern thing, those things. Those things usually don't like that kind of temperature because... Sometimes that frost gets down deep enough, and those larvae aren't going to be real happy if that frost gets down there when they think they're going to hang out till summer. So, definitely not a northern Minnesota thing. I never saw one in Minnesota ever. So, let's see what else. Okay, so those are there's some other cool stuff too. It's like like base type, and also late, and there was National Licorice Day.
The black, or do you like the
black? Well, black
the
is
vine.
One they featured.
Okay.
I guess the black one is very is probably the healthiest of them all. It sounds like. Or the rest are just like probably pure sugar and flavoring. Yes, as it is. Teak Awareness Day. Teak, that's a wood.
Teak
wood, yes.
Oh, no, I like the next one. Walk on the Wild Side.
Yeah, walk on your Wild Side Day.
Well, gee, Rachel, you
say,
and
hey,
I.
Say, hey, babe, take a walk on the Wild
Light
them
up.
Side. Here's,
we'll take Catherine with us, too.
National Fast and Prayer Day.
Fasting.
Yeah, and prayer day.
And
I don't think I want to fast and pray.
Yes, Virgil, he was jealous. And
can always have a cheeseburger and pray.
Yeah.
All right, Deb, let's see.
Let's get this party started.
You got nothing else to vomit out there?
Everybody's talking about the death of O.J. Simpson, and you know we're going to see all kinds of humorous memes coming out. I mean, it's...
Oh, they're already flooded. It's already flooded. Yeah.
I mean, and now, don't you find it interesting that all the players from back then coming forward now, Cato Killen and the gang, and they're all saying, oh, we always knew he was guilty. Okay.
I did.
And they're claiming that, who is the guy that said, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit?
Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
He's dead, right?
They're claiming he tore the lining of the glove. So it wouldn't, I don't know.
It doesn't matter anyway. Yeah. Bottom line is, if you ever have those kind of like driving gloves, you have to struggle to get them on typically. If it's
and
good, skin tight driving gloves.
Like,
yeah, he was like making his hand rigid.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to, it was bullshit. It was the most bullshit farce of a trial I ever saw.
Love to be there as he meets his maker. Or maybe, what's her name? What was her name? The wife.
Nicole
and Ron will be there.
Ron Goldman.
Like saying, come here.
One doesn't know. We don't know, but some people that have made the trip know what's going to happen. All right, you ready?
I am ready.
Then we're going to start internationally. We're going to go to country code 44.
Sounds like deep.
I imagine this is deep from England, yes?
Deep?
Yes, this is. Hi, Deborah. Hi, Jim.
Welcome, international shout-out for Deep in England.
Hey,
first caller, too. Awesome.
Glad
Thank
to
you.
Have you. How are things going for you, honey?
Things are good, Deborah. I listened back to the show the other day when I dialed in. You asked me if I was expecting a promotion. So I said I wasn't because I'm a contractor. So
right.
Do you pick up on anything which is like a promotion or
Yes, that's good that you clarified.
That is a good question. Well, he told us then that he was a contractor, so it's kind of, it might not be the right word that was used. So he wants you to take a look and dig deeper into that.
And folks, remember, I don't have an understanding of your structure, you know,
it's a workplace structure. Yeah. We have contractors at a lot of these big companies, too. I was a contractor when I started out at my job, too.
Not,
so I would never have gotten a... So, like Deepa saying, I couldn't have gotten a promotion as a contractor. We got hired on later on full-time, but that was our business, so...
But couldn't you be...
But there could be some other words that you, when you look into his cards again, it might not be a promotion. Promotion might be some other thing.
But it could be to a more elevated...
And it could be, I don't know, right. So that's what he wants you to look at.
Yeah.
And anything else you want? Anything else you want her to look at while the cards are going down?
Yeah. And Rachel, I don't think we have anything here for that.
Anything else that you might pick up on would be.
All right. Well, I will do. So hold on while I get your
cards. Put the cards on. International shout out to Joanne, who's in Canada. Oh, Canada. You hear that a lot if you watch hockey games. They play the national anthems, you know, Canada.
They do?
Yeah.
That must be their national
anthem. That is their national anthem. Yes, that's
why. Do you know any others?
I don't know them by words. I've heard the Russian one. That's kind of a catchy little tune. And obviously we know, like, England and Scotland, those are kind of classic ones I've heard of, you know, I don't know words to them or anything, but I would recognize them if I heard them.
Or Scott ones?
Pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Well, Joanne says I still have snow. Well, you are a little bit further north than us.
Yeah.
We have been consistently, well, there was a couple days where we dipped down for highs in the 60s, but we've been pretty much hitting, breaking 70 here almost every day that we had sun.
You're not exactly a southern clime, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is where you live. That is the place that you live.
So, deep question for you. Do you run this company or, you know, you're a contractor? What is your, you know, your position? Are you just a work, not just, but are you a worker? You know, I'm curious as I'm sorting out.
Like, are you just are you hired on by yourself as a contractor, or did they hire a group of you as a contractor through another contracting agency or something like that?
No, just by myself.
He's like, I guess here they would call it independent contractor here, a lot of the kind of the terminology they use for here. Okay.
So what your cards are telling me, this is going to be inevitable because of where it's placed. It's in the sure to true designation of layout. You're going to want to step things up for yourself. You're going to want to, maybe what I meant thinking now looking at your cards when I said promotion, I think it's more in the way of you promoting yourself, where you are gathering more opportunities. We'll go there. Opportunities for you to actually elevate yourself financially, professionally, and even personally. As the cards are saying here, you can't just rely on others to know your name, know how to contact you. I mean, it looks like you need to put a little bit more muscle into, and right now if you're working a job that's very consuming, of course this wouldn't be when you would do it, all right? But in time, you're going to have to get more of yourself out there, more information, and make sure that you value the work you do by charging enough in terms of a fee, because a lot of people devalue the work they do, and because they want to get a contract, they'll try to underquote. What do they call that? Negotiate or the?
Well, to negotiate, I guess they underbid.
Bid.
If you call it a bid, it depends on what you're looking for.
So anyway, in the work area, your life looks good, and I do feel that you are going to be more active later in this year and find yourself in a position where you're going to want to move up higher in terms of your own stature. So this may not make any sense right now, but give it time. I'm hearing the July to August time frame, which isn't that far from now, that you're going to start to really feel motivated to, you know, as we would say here, kick this pig and get more mileage out of what you do and the profit you make. I also want to tell you, your sun is starting to figure so prominently in your reading, and Jim doesn't like this word, but I've got to use it.
Oh, it's the S word.
The S word. Serendipity is here, where your sun is going to tell you, may not be tomorrow, could may not be next month even, but he's going to tell you he wants to come and live with you. So that is something that you might want to prepare for, at least mentally, how you would react, how you would, you know, feel about it, and any, you know, arrangements you might have to make. But that boy is really tired. And I know he's older. He's not like he's three. But everybody to me is a boy. I don't think he's happy there at all. And the more that the two of you talk and spend time together, he is really starting to feel close to you and wanting to be with you. So that's something for you seriously to think about. Use caution around that guy at work. He would love to get under your skin and cause you to put yourself at risk where he could file a complaint about you. He's an undesirable person. And he loves to, take people apart, I guess you'd say.
What a nice guy.
Not a nice guy, right. So that's
what
I have
for you. Do you see him
eventually?
Or?
I'm sorry, do I see him? Yes, I do.
See him something. What? See him what?
Do you see him being able to see your reputation?
I'm sorry, we're still not picking up that.
I think he wants to know if he's going to hurt his reputation. Is that what you're asking?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you, his motives are extremely dirty. And in the sense of it's not coming out of any kind of professionalism, but yes. And it wouldn't hurt for you to occasionally Google yourself. Because it can be amazing what you find others saying about you, and then you've got evidence that this guy is committing harassment, defaming you. Not that he is. I'm just saying it would behoove you to do that. Everybody should check themselves every once in a while and find out what's out there about you on Google. Okay? So otherwise, don't let him get to you because he would love that way too much. Let's see what Jim's got for you.
All right, I have your rebel card. It is, subject is, you are giving your power away. You are a badass. Act like it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's good. Good for anybody. Well, sometimes we have power we don't realize we have, and we should not give it away.
There's a saying, the way to move is not to play, but that doesn't say. It's a coward's move. I think it's a power move, actually.
All right, Deep, we're going to move on. Thank you so much for calling. We know it's a little extra effort because he's an international over in the land of the Ings. And he was calling number one, so he had to hold even extra long. Thank you so much. And we shall be here again, too, if you desire to call back. We say that is for everybody.
Take care, Deep.
Yes, thank you for calling and holding and you know, I know that it's an extra effort. That's why you guys get international shout-outs for the ones that are on another continent.
And it's late.
That's why that's what I said, because they're on another continent.
Come back from the bar or the pub. I mean, it's still late.
Yeah, do that. All right, let's move it. Pick him up, lay him down. Area code 630, that should be Lily, yes?
Hi.
Welcome.
Happy
welcome
Friday.
Back, welcome back.
Hi, darling. How are you
It is
doing?
A Friday, and it should be happy. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm good. I heard a good one about OJ.
Oh, yeah, let's hear
he
it.
Went from, right, yeah. He went from the Hall of Fame to the Hall of Shame.
That is a true statement. Hell, yeah.
Yes.
That's even before his death.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's been a real social pariah for a long time. And I feel bad for his kids. Those kids did not sign on.
Well, of course not. Most kids don't sign on for that kind of crap.
No.
Right. Yeah. They didn't deserve him being on. He was a freaking temper tantrum. He was a freaking abusing temper tantrum guy, and he snapped.
Well, and then I read that Sydney, the daughter that he had with Nicole,
mm-hmm.
her ex-boyfriend now, of course, he wants to get out in the public spotlight, and he said that she always was very negative, didn't want to have anything to do with him, and focused on really getting ahead academically. And
good.
All.
Well, yeah.
But she did go visit him when they hurt you, you know.
Oh, when he was in the hospice,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, because you know what? You do it, and then you at least don't have to have that regret in your back pocket for the rest of your life.
Catherine, you're right. They didn't deserve
No,
that.
Of course not. Kids don't know most of the kids don't deserve all the bad shit that happens because they're kids. They're not, they're just there. They exist.
I guess she was 8 years old when her mother was murdered.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, yeah. The mother. That's nice that he could. Yeah. Whatever. We're not going to dwell on that.
Yeah,
piece.
I know.
I personally was happy when I heard that he died. I was like, finally.
I have to confess, I feel felt the same. Like what do they say about bad rubbish? Good riddance to bad rubbish.
He had kind of died in my mind when all that went down, because I had kind of thought that guy was kind of a cool dude. Here he was a football player. He had the rushing championship at the time, and he was kind of funny in some movies and stuff. And then I was like, oh, my God, he's a piece of murdering crap. So like, he kind of died after that to me. I was like, man, disillusioned. You don't know when you watch these people on TV and in the news and you think, oh, they're heroes. Yeah, we don't know the other part of their life.
Nicole's diary is out there on the Internet, and it's totally heartbreaking how she documented the domestic violence.
Oh, they remember they remember right when that happened. They played one of her 911 calls.
Oh yeah.
And she said, you know, it's O.J. Simpson. You guys know his records. That means she obviously has to call them a lot because you can hear him yelling in the background. Yep.
Yeah, there was a son. She was 8 and the son was 5 when that happened, and they were in that house. I wonder if those kids. Probably everybody does. Wonders if those kids looked out a window, you know. Yeah, that's right, a boy. So
that would have came out.
And who knows?
They demolished that house.
They did?
They demolished the house. When I went to L.A. with my sister, we drove past that house. And that wall that Cato Kalin was talking about that he, like, scaled over, it wasn't very high. It wasn't very high at all. You know what I mean? Anybody really could have scaled it.
Right. It just goes to show that money can buy you freedom is what that was all that was.
You know,
if he would have been just some schmuck that had a public defense lawyer, he'd have been life without parole.
But more than half, what they said is the majority of the jury was black.
It doesn't matter.
So I don't know.
I don't think it matters.
Like when you tell a jury,
it would have been a hung jury then if they all agreed to find him not guilty.
If
doesn't matter.
If the judge were to say to the jury, strike that last comment, you will disregard. How do you disregard what's already?
You don't, and that's why lawyers try to sneak that in there because they know that.
Yeah.
If it's real significant, it's going to be in their brain. It won't be in the transcript that they have available to review during the stuff. International shout out to Laura, also in England.
It's interesting, Catherine. The diary is out there, but then so are all those grisly murder photos. Imagine that being, say, your brother or your mother or sister. I don't know. It's bad.
But I watched the documentary. And Christopher Darden said that Marsha Clark told him not to have O.J. try the gloves on. And he said that he screwed up because he knew there was a chance that for the time that they were in evidence that they would have shrunk. And so he said that he was the one that screwed up because Marsha told him not to do it, and he did it anyway. So because he had him try the gloves on, he lost the case.
Oh, that was bullshit thing anyway, too. If you watched him with his hands, he made sure he kept his hands rigid. Gloves on that are tight, you squeeze your... It was bull. That whole glove thing didn't matter. If that would have fit or not fit, I wouldn't have cared one way or the other.
You know, I wasn't public in my work.
That was a turd piece of evidence.
But I remember doing the cards, and I said to those that were there with me, I said, this man is guilty as sin. Oh, yeah.
The thing that convinced me, because it was not admissible evidence, is when he was driving around that Bronco with a gun to his head, they taped that entire negotiation with him, and he pretty much admitted everything, but they couldn't use it in court because he wasn't read his rights or anything. They were just trying to get him to pull over and not shoot himself. But he admitted. You can watch that video or you hear the audio of it. They taped the whole thing. He pretty much said he did it. But when you're chasing a vehicle around, you don't get a chance to read a guy's Miranda, right? You're trying to get him to not blow his brains out while he's driving down the street. Well, he's riding in a car down the street, so. All right, let's get to Lisa. Let's move on. OJ equal bad man, and he dead now. So all right, let's go on. Lily's got stuff.
Yeah. What you got?
Okay. So I don't know if you can answer this or not, but I wanted to see. I just wanted to call him and just give it a shot. Okay. So you know I'm working on this case again because I'm doing the second book. But after the second book, I'm done. I'm not doing any more on his case. But so I've been trying to find money that his mom. I feel like there was money that his mom didn't get that was like hidden from the mom from like years ago. Okay. And so now I'm going back through all of my evidence and I found an article that I had saved and it came back up. Now, so he had a sister that was a stepsister, but not a blood stepsister. But she's like the unheard of one. Like, okay, nobody acknowledges her. Nobody talks about her, nothing. But she has an estimated worth of about $30 million. But there's no explanation on how she got the money, how she made the money, nothing. Nobody ever says anything. Nobody questions it. What I want to know, if you could tell me, is if that money... If she's the bank, if the dad, I feel like it was his mom's money, but the dad parked it with this daughter that nobody knows of. I just don't feel like the daughter legitimately made the money, because how do you make $30 million and the world doesn't know who you are? You know what I'm saying? And their whole family is so corrupt and like not legit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it didn't magically appear. That is a true statement.
Well, unless you're in, like, human trafficking and whatnot.
But she's the daughter of, I mean, if she was into that, they would know that. They would figure that out. International shout-out to Sophilia.
I think it's Sophiella.
I don't freaking know. I'm doing the best that I can do, all right?
I love her name.
And she's in England. Another Eng.
Get this, everybody. Her name is Sophilia Wambaletta. Oh, that should be a song.
No, not Wamba. It's Wambletta. Don't add another syllable in there, Miss Deborah.
Now, do you guys, as I'm laying down your cards, hon, okay, I'm doing it. I want to ask if our visitors from the UK, do you guys all like each other? We have a thing here in the States where, like, the Commonwealth of Virginia isn't crazy about West Virginia, and Minnesota's not crazy about the cheeseheads.
They're fun of each other. They make fun of each other, but they wouldn't wage war against them and kill them in real life. It's just somebody to have a friendly banter with, or maybe not so friendly.
So
yeah.
I just wonder if y'all get together and party, and, you know.
I'm sure they have their moments where they poke fun at each other. That's just human nature.
Kind of like, that's my little brother over there in Wales, so I can pick on him, but you can't, you know. And I could see Jim, you go over there, Jim's going to drink, and watch him stir up some trouble.
You have a drinker. Not one of those people that get into fights and stuff, and you know that.
Well, you do in history.
If things come about, if they develop, I'll be in the mix, but I don't develop the mix. I don't start fights.
No, that isn't the one, Lily. Tell you right here. Nope,
no,
if that's not the one. It is somebody else, but it is a female, and it is somebody the father was playing some hinky-pinky with, okay? That man couldn't keep his pants on if his life had depended on it. It's right here.
Right.
Okay, so he wasn't going to give it to some, you know, semi-outsider. No, he put it in the hands of another woman. Yeah. And I don't think anybody knows about
it. Right, that's it. Nobody knows about it. I think he gave it to, I think he put it in the hands of his wife at the time, and then the wife turned around and parked it with her.
That could very well be, because I get the feeling the infidelity was very close to home, as in possibly a best female friend of the wife, You know, a lot of times we don't know what you know, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, she could have laundered it too.
Well, it's a there's different rich people know different tactics how to shelter, hide.
How to get what are
the putting money where it's not as touchable as it could be touchable.
Offshore banking, where they go to another like a tropical country.
Where, you stick it in some internet. Yeah, those are not as cool as they used to be. They're a little more traceable than they used to be, but they're still a pretty good place to hide shit.
I do think though, hon, it's going to eventually come to light. You know, you can. What do they say? You can run, but you can't.
You can run, but you can't hide.
And eventually, every cockroach is discovered somehow, some way.
In a good exterminator.
Yeah, exactly. I like that.
Right.
That's about the smartest thing you've said all day.
Lit. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nope. Yes, I have a rebel card for you. And the subject is, you got a feeling you just can't shake. That little voice inside you, listen to that shit. So that's your card.
Yeah. You are very
I love that. Thank you.
You probably, I have a feeling you listen to lots of little voices because it's just what you do.
You make her
sound. Well, no, I'm saying, I don't mean she's crazy, batshit crazy. I just mean when you start digging into stuff, sometimes it's not. You have to listen to intuition, the feeling, the gut feelings inside of you when you're pursuing things that aren't black and white. It's just, otherwise, you know, I think that's just the nature of any kind of investigative work. So, all right, lady.
True.
Thank you.
They say genius.
Thank you.
Genius.
About as close as you can get to being batshit crazy.
Yeah, I guess it's because they're like, I got you. All right, here we go. Let's see. Because we're on.
Okay.
Caller. We're going to, where are you? There you are. Area code 312, Chicago, Illinois area.
Oh,
Chicago. Welcome.
Oh, hello. And who are we speaking to or with?
Hello, my loves. This is Marquis. I've talked to you guys before. How are you? I'm so glad to have you back.
Well,
we are glad to have you back.
Whenever these beasties decide not to cooperate, we want to just go in a corner and cry.
Beasties.
We're the beasties of the technology.
Oh, you're talking about Blog Talk.
Yeah.
So, well, one night was my computer's fault.
We're glad to have you with us, and what brings you to the
Yes,
show?
What would you like to discuss?
Yes, my love. So I have been interviewing sometimes two or three in a day, and I'm just wondering when the cycle will come to a close, where will I land and when. I feel I'm close. It's just, you know, a numbers game, as they say. So.
Okay. And you know what you can do is, since I can't be there sitting with you and your cards free constantly, go on my webpage. And use the, what is it called?
I do use it.
Okay,
I do.
Great.
Yeah. For the free question. And you know what? I'm sorry. I keep getting the six of hearts.
That's good. It means you're on the right track. Yes.
Okay.
So now I'll look for you and see when this is all going to culminate in, like, the world's greatest job for you.
Thank you.
World's greatest job. Yes, indeed. Did you play with the air conditioning at all?
No.
Okay.
It's always my fault. I don't know.
You just do. Why on earth would I ever question the thermostat issue with you, Deb? Why would I do that? What would make me even think to ask you about a thermostat being messed with?
To live in a place.
Because you mess with the thermostat more than I don't know what, more than freaking little kids play with their penises when they just. When they're little, they have one. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
you're always hot.
She's like Katy Perry said, you're hot and you're cold. It's either holy shit, I'm hot and I'm going to burn, or oh my God, there's icicles coming out of my nose.
You go ahead and have a hot blast, and you go ahead and have night sweats and chills.
You know what? I worked down in a freaking engine room on a freaking carrier where it was always if you had the thermometer in front of the ventilation duct, it was maybe in the upper 80. It was always hot. You live with it. You don't act like, if I don't touch that thermostat, I will die. You say, I'm hot. Well, you know what? I guess I'll suck it up and be hot. That's just my take.
All right. Let's go back to the...
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Yes.
And Laura in Canada.
Yeah, we're getting them all. I want you to know that the cards are saying to me intuitively to shift your territory that you're looking in just a little bit. Tweak it
okay.
a little. Okay. Because it's saying you're keep ringing up a zero. Just, and you know your geography there way better than certainly I do, but are you in Chicago? Or where
yes.
are you? Oh,
yes.
I
Chicago,
love Chicago.
Chicago.
I love Chicago. God, what a town.
Starts
no
D.
Yeah,
just like a song.
I know it is. So just a little bit, and you're going to not only land a job that you're going to be like, wow, can't believe I got this. But also, there is love waiting for you there.
Love is in the air.
And
oh, wow.
Okay. And,
love.
And if you want it, a walk down the aisle.
Which aisle is that? To divorce
oh.
court?
Exactly.
Well, you know what? It's like, man, you know what? Let's just go ahead and get this all arranged
oh, my
first.
Goodness.
How about if you just go for a negotiated contract? Like you're merging... you know, two companies, his and you, and then write it all out and have damages. If you cheat, you're going to owe me.
Yeah, but usually most people, your average person doesn't have shit to,
yeah.
to you know, so we're not like two billionaires getting married or anything.
Okay, but,
so anyway, back to that. You see possible long-term things.
Yes, I do.
That's
and
more
I
important.
Feel, come in, not entry level, but not far
right,
from
no.
it. Oh, my God. The options for advancement are practically orgasmic for you. Seriously.
Okay.
And you are really, it's like your professional life is really going to get started. Okay. It's like your ship is
okay.
coming in and it's going to take you everywhere you want to go. Now, there is a woman around you and I'm not sure how to place her. But she is an extremely jealous lady. And if you haven't met her yet, beware. Okay?
Okay.
She is going to, it would be like wanting, okay, you want to go into a job, but a lot of it's like you're entering a clique, you know, as a stranger. And this, yeah, my impression is, you are far too beautiful, far too sexy, and intelligent to be anywhere near where that office is. So,
okay.
Be careful. Yeah, be careful. She speaks with forked tongue.
Mm, speaking with forked
Native
tongue.
Americans would say, yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. I have your rebel cards. That project, that person, that idea is waiting. Get after that shit. The world has your back.
Yeah, I just believe the cards are saying you're not getting any, you're not harvesting anything where you're, you know, making these attempts for interviews. So move to a little bit more target environment.
Will do.
So, all right, hon, and we love hearing
you. Thank you, guys.
Yes, indeed. Yes, thank you very much for waiting
and
being patient.
Oh, you
take
you
care,
too,
as well. All right, we're going to keep on in 520. Olisa.
Number
hey, you guys.
Tonight, so.
Yes, hello. Welcome. Hey. Welcome in.
Yeah.
Welcome in.
Yeah.
So are your plans still a go for them tonight? You still on track
oh,
for your party?
Yeah. I ran to the store. Everybody that was invited was at the store because we're making potluck and I'm
potluck.
Making potluck.
You're making what?
Yeah. Potluck.
What are you bringing?
Potluck.
What is your luck? A Thai
salad, cabbage, green onions, mango. Let's see what else. Red bell pepper, the two different color cabbages, red and the other color, green. And then the Thai dressing, which I'm just getting started on that one, the limes and peanut butter and garlic.
It does have that peanutty taste in there. Yes, it does.
No tater tot casserole?
No, she's going all out.
I think, isn't that more for winter, you think?
Well, I would say typically.
It is. You're right. Any kind of a big, heavy-duty, fill-you-up
like
casserole. Exactly. Yeah,
really,
it is.
I mean, it was a hit with the neighbor, but
of course.
I just think it's so unhealthy. And it's
delicious. Oh, there's no health benefits to it whatsoever. None.
It's delicious.
How are things between the two of you today?
Okay, so let's see. We talked last night, he and I. He came home and called me, which he never does when he's out all day. And I soon found out why. My leg has been giving me a lot of trouble, so I was tired yesterday from physical therapy, and I didn't want to go dancing. And I was debating with myself, should I go, should I not? And then I thought, I'll just stay here. And so he called me about 6, and he was bubbling. And we talked about this or that. And then finally he said, well, I had a great day. And I thought, oh, no, what's coming? And he walked to where we walked at the river, he said. And then he went and called Flasus Dalton, and he said, do you want to go dancing and with me? And so they went to my place, and he was telling me, oh, and I was getting it down, and I was up and down and boogie wah, la da da dee da da. And I said, why do you invade my space? And so he says, your name is not on there. So we're going back and forth on that. And I said, okay, I'm going into the next town to start looking out for my new place to go to. And he was really quiet, and then he just kept being really nice. And then we talked this morning because I have, to use Jimbo's word, a project, and I've been working on it all this morning and afternoon, running back and forth. And so my neighbor was supposed to work with me on a project, Jimbo's word. And I said, I'm not into it. I'm too tired. Plus, I knew the party, and I had to make this potluck thing. And so, I was at the store, and my neighbor and I both knew we were going to be at the store at the same time. We drove different cars. So I knew he was. And then all of a sudden, I look up, and there's the flaccid Sultan giving me the look, like, are you going to say hi to me? And I said, oh, hi. And then he said, your boyfriend's over there. He turned to me and he gave me his name, and I said, I know who you're talking about. And so then
I would have said, I thought it was your boyfriend.
That's what I would have said. Oh my God, that would have been great.
Yeah, that would have been my thought. I thought that was your boyfriend.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, continue on.
Well, now I'm just trying to get ready to go. I did invite some of my friends. I don't know how many of them are going to come. I know a couple are coming for sure. And I haven't told you, Deb, there's a woman that really betrayed me big time. You have seen some of these friends, and you said they're not really your girlfriends. And one of them turned out to be, she really kicked me in the gut, not physically, but...
You know.
And I think she might be there tonight. And so
well,
I don't
can't
know.
Run away and hide.
Hell no, man.
Do you ignore her if she's there, or do you say something?
I'm not going to say hi. I didn't do anything wrong. I simply asked her to, I said, I ask people to call before they drop in. Because she was dropping in, and I was really busy.
Yeah, that
I
one.
Told
I remember that one.
That one, yeah.
I do remember that one. And you know what? That's a common courtesy thing anyway.
It is.
And if somebody tells you that, you know, and some people, I've known people that think it's okay to drop in, and then if you tell, they should not take offense to that. But
I didn't do anything wrong. No, I'll gladly say hi to her, but I'm like, as time has passed, I thought, this really wasn't my friend, and I thought she was. I was doing a lot of favors for her, and I thought she was my friend. And so probably, I don't know if she'll be there tonight.
Hmm. Well, I plan on putting very soon you will find out. What time are you arriving?
In an hour. So I plan on putting my game face on.
Whoa,
I plan on putting my game face on. And, you know, I'll certainly say hi, but I know I'm so sad.
Right.
Well, of course you are. I would be very, very nice, compliment something she's wearing or her hair. And it's often that by doing so, you are able to get some information back. Does she drink?
On occasion.
Well, if she's drinking, she may want to unload and tell you, you know, tell you more than she should.
It is a party.
Yeah. And women don't make very good friends by and large with each other.
On an average, obviously. We're not saying that, yeah. But on the average, a lot of times they just keep them at a distance for purposes, you know. They have ulterior motives. A lot of you. Women are some sneaky bitches. Let's just say that. That's all I can say about that. All right. So I guess you would like a card reading on the snapshot of the evening, or what would you like? Okay. Yes.
Please.
She said yes. All right. Well, that would be a good thing to do since you're about an hour-ish from Gouta.
And the Sultan is invited. My neighbor invited him to the party. God.
Ooh, it's going to have lots of
Well, remember, if he uses that boyfriend line on you again, remember what to say. Oh, I thought he was your boyfriend. And see what he said. Remember? You should use that. Oh, no, you should absolutely use that since he wants to be cute and coy with the one-liner. One line his ass right back. All right, I got another scammer.
We are hot with scammers tonight.
Yes, we are. The scammers are hot tonight. All right, but I am banning them as we speak. That one has been banned. Now I got to go. Times.
All right.
Card go.
Yeah. Read them and weep.
So is this party at someone's casa or is it a place?
I'm sorry?
Is this party? Is somebody hosting it or is that a public?
I'm sorry. You're breaking up. Is the party where? It's at a house that we've been to before. It's at a house.
Then my question has been answered.
It's not the older couple that are swingers, is it?
No, I don't know.
No. You know, FYI, a lot of times people that are in the swinging culture, they will hold a regular party, and at the party, they will select who they're going to invite to the after party.
I don't know if they have to do that anymore. Because of the internet, I don't think they have to play those silly games anymore.
Well, they might.
Because of the internet, you don't have to, really.
But what if the Sultan comes and they don't know him well? They might want to observe. All right, let me see. I think you should have a very nice time tonight.
Yay.
I'm not picking up on anything. I just want you to know that however narcissistic or egotistical the neighbor might be, the reality is he does love you. Okay,
isn't that special?
Well, you know, remember, men are very, I hate this word, but I can't think of a different one. They're very fickle. Fickle.
Oh, God, help me.
And the thing is, they don't really like you. They're not going to waste any time on you. Okay? You know, they're going to be moving on, replacing you, not taking your text phone calls.
Oh, wow.
The men.
Yeah, Jimbo.
Yeah, Jimbo. Sat in the dark. He has sat in the dark.
What?
At your home. You would call over to me.
You make it sound like it was like you're talking about a one-time thing, and then you make it sound plural. Like, oh, he did this all the time. Don't embellish. Stop freaking embellishing. Women are embellishers. They embellish every goddamn thing when it suits their needs. Don't embellish.
Well, let's put it this way. He has them delivering to his door at like 2 in the morning. I mean, these women deliver. You know, they're not even.
Don't they all?
I don't know.
Isn't that standard?
That we deliver?
Absolutely, yes. Yes. If you have the goods, then bring them forth.
Yeah, but you guys do it under false pretenses.
There's no false pretense. You women assume every single thing a guy does, you make an assumption that suits your needs. Well, he called me up and asked me out. He must want to marry me. No, maybe he wants to bend you over a goddamn sofa and bang you. Don't assume because he called you up and asked you out and said nice things to you
Jimbo's right. There's a movie with Susan Sarandon. And I can't remember the other star. She's a big star today. I wish I could find it. I'll try to locate it and forward it to you guys. Okay. Anyway, they moved a lot while the girl was growing up, that Susan Sarandon. And then she's talking to her teenage daughter, and she said, "Oh, he loves me so much. A man will only do this in bed if he really loves you." And the man never showed up. He never came back. Well, what he did was he did down south, visiting Mexico.
He was tossing some salad.
You know, that's the mistake. I think a guy should be more above board and look at you and say, you know, you're looking pretty hot, and I'm feeling kind of bored or a little drunk. Why don't we go somewhere? We will, you know, do the horizontal mambo.
Because you women don't like that approach, because you think, well, if I agree to that, then everybody's going to think I'm a slut, so I got to play hard to get, even though I don't want to play hard to get.
But you could
a freaking bullshit game you guys invented.
Put as a caveat.
It doesn't matter.
But I'm not going to call you tomorrow. I don't want to see you again. And frankly, all I just want to do is stick you like a pin.
It's a game. Ultimately, you drop your panties on your own. Nobody puts a shotgun and duct tapes it to your forehead.
No, it's true.
You ultimately,
but
drop your own fucking clothes.
Yeah, it's true. And my girlfriend, who was involved with this guy for a long time, and he just wasn't giving her the time or attention that she wanted, she started dating this psychiatrist, of all people. And she said she was... Well, she was really hopeful in the beginning. She said, "I told him what I wanted." They did go to bed. "And I told him every step of the way." But he didn't. And he kept saying, "Yes, I agree." But he lied. He did not really. He didn't back it up when they were out of bed.
Excuse me. 2 years ago, a guy I actually thought was pretty hot, he had come up to me and he said, "Look, here's how it is. I can take you out, buy you a big lavish dinner, take you dancing, blah, blah, blah. We're probably going to blow a couple $100. He said, "What if instead you come on over to my place, I'll give you the $200 and we'll just leave it at that." And I thought, well, he didn't get it. I mean, I didn't bite. But the thing is, that is kind of classy.
It's classy? How do you consider that classy? I bet he never used that line ever again, ever in his life. He did what?
He ended up in a mental institution.
Yeah. So there's where that idea was spawned from, the creativity of a madman.
These guys say stuff like, "When you fell from heaven."
Nobody would say stupid lines if you bitches didn't eat them up. Nobody would say those stupid lines. Nobody would say them if they were all shunned upon.
You know, we've all done it. We've all done mistakes like that. I regret when I told this guy, I was after work, I went to some dance hall place by myself. This was 1,000 years ago, and it was, I don't know why I did this. He came up to me and he said, "Can I buy you a drink?" I didn't like how he looked. I mean, he was a decent looking guy, but I thought, no, this isn't my cup of tea. Because I was thinking in terms of, you know, like a match made in heaven kind of thing. And I said to him, I was trying to be transparent, and that was many decades ago, and I apologize in my head to doing that. I said, you can buy me the drink, but I'm not going to dance with you. And, you know, he said, okay, and he left. And I expected him to come back with a drink. And I feel bad to this day that I did that to him.
Well, remember, strings attached.
It doesn't always. It doesn't come with strings attached. It comes with hope attached. No guy thinks on earth, well, since I bought you this drink, then you're going to be hanging from my ceiling fan banging me now. They're just hoping that it's a door. They're hoping that it's a door opener. There's no string attached. It's a door. They're hoping that it's a conversation starter, door opener. And if the chick accepts it and kind of responds nicely or just says, well, thank you, and then turns away, well, then you know.
Yeah. Well,
if she says, oh, yeah, awesome, and then kind of like slides over for you to sit down, well, then that's a clue. Anyway, well, we totally have got derailed from her reading 100%. What's going on with her party tonight, Deb?
It's
going
to be great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I missed it. My bad.
Wonderful time. And don't go looking for trouble. Don't keep your eyes on the neighbor. I'll see if there's any fresh meat there for you.
Fresh meat.
Yeah.
You know, how could you call fresh talent, all right? That's
yeah.
Better.
Who said that?
Okay. What do you have for?
I'll tell you what I got. No, I got here for the card of rebelness. The subject is shame, regret, and guilt. Those are just bullshit. Forgive. Let that shit go.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what that means, who you got to forgive. I do not know. Maybe it's the chick you're talking about that had done you wrong.
Yeah, the guy that I said to whatever I said.
Oh, back in the day, I got you. Well, you know, it is what it is. The past is the past. We cannot dwell in the past.
You know,
I'm sorry I said that.
Well, you're sorry, then that's all that matters, then. You're sorry.
A very nice conversation piece would be maybe a pineapple neck or a little pineapple on your shirt. That could be a good conversation.
Why would that be a good conversation
piece?
Because
people would say, hey, I like your pineapple.
Really? Well, I'd say, I like your sausage, I guess. Is that your response to it? What is your response to that?
Oh, you guys are funny.
Yeah, it's Friday night. Oh, Joanne, excuse me for a moment, Lisa. Joanne, you're only Newfoundland. You're only going to probably get talent there. You never know what the future's going to hold. And you are cute as hell. You have, I think, a darling pixie face that I think any man might like. What are we doing?
We're still talking to Lisa, in case you've forgotten.
I just wanted to.
You could have waited. You could have waited till that call was over, Miss Deborah. Good Lord.
I have no finesse on Fridays.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, thank you very much, Lisa. We hope you have a good. We hope you have a good time, and make sure you toss your salad.
We would like.
Thank you,
Lisa. A full report tomorrow.
I'm assuming she's making a big Thai salad. That there's going to be a lot of chicks there.
Oh,
yeah, it's a salad. I mean, the guys going to want like burgers and steaks, and they're going to look at that salad. I will say, Thai salad is good. It is really good.
Yeah, Thai salad.
And that salad dressing is very unique, that peanut taste to it.
Oh, gosh.
Very, very unique. Yep. That is actually a super cool dressing.
Yeah.
And she's making it from scratch. Yep,
yeah.
She's making it. She didn't buy it in a bottle, so that's pretty badass.
Oh.
All right. That's all Lisa rolls.
You go and... set everybody's hair on fire and tell us all about it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, guys.
Hey,
thank you.
That's right. Take care. Good
love
luck on your endeavor.
Yes.
Good luck to you on your endeavor. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pre-party reading.
I used to do them all the time. Or going out to the bar.
It's in an hour or so. For her, that's a little bit early of a party.
Yeah.
6 o'clock.
No, she's, 5 o'clock.
She's 2 hours, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. I thought she was 2 hours, either 2 to 3 hours. Still pretty early for a party. Mm-hmm. But if it's a dinner-type party, potluck, then that would make sense why it's early, at dinner time.
The really
right.
Special people don't come at 9 o'clock.
The freaks come out at night.
Okay.
The freaks come out at night.
Yes, Joanne, it is 5 o'clock.
It is indeed. Indeed it is. Actually, at Pacific time, it is just 5 after 5-ish. So, all right, let's keep on. I got a clip. Note to self, clip the branches around that light.
What light?
You know, have these. I have all the, all those motion sensing lights. That one comes on a lot because there's a branch nearby, so I need to clip that so it doesn't come on for no reason.
Just told the world that.
What?
About your branch.
Okay. Yes. World, that was my sinful secret forever. Yes. Okay.
All right. We should move on.
We are going to move on. On we shall move, indeed. All right. Let's see here. We're going to, where is it? Area code 903 in the great state of Texas. Welcome, 903.
Texas, welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Hello.
And you are?
This is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
We haven't heard from you in ages.
Yes, it's been a minute.
Catch us up.
Yeah, how are you doing? What's new?
I'm doing good. I called tonight. I got terminated from my job, but it was a wrongful termination because me and my boss weren't getting along. She necessarily didn't. I don't know. She started acting different toward me, and since I wouldn't suck up to her, she kind of just started making my work environment hostile and like. During, like, team meetings, she'll be like, Jasmine, say this. And I'll be like, I'm not comfortable repeating after you or saying what you want me to say. And she'll get mad and try to say I was being, you know, difficult. And I'm just like, but she would just single me out, though. It wouldn't be, you know, the whole group would do it, or I'm the only one who didn't do it. So it just became rough. And so I reported her to HR. And before I could submit mine, she submitted a false allegation on me. And got me terminated. And so I'm considering suing, but, you know, I'm not really, that's not my comfort zone, I guess you could say. It's something that's new. I don't know anyone who's ever sued somebody. Yeah. I don't know the half of it, you know, so it's like something I'm trying to, I've reached out to a couple of attorneys. They say I have a case, you know, so I'm considering pursuing. So I was just calling about that. And if there's anything in love or anything like that, or in that nature, you can check that.
What transpired, honey, with your husband? What happened? Because I've spoken to him a long time.
He never came back. He's supposedly supposed to move back to Texas. Not, I don't know where, but he's supposed to move back to Texas this year. I don't know. We don't really speak anymore, so I'm not sure. He did come down for Christmas, but you know, he came. He went to his moms and stuff, and he got to see the kids, and we haven't pursued anything further in between me and him.
You know, he worked on an oil.
He chose the other girl. So
he worked on an oil rig, correct?
He doesn't work on that any longer. He went to the a contract job, and
okay.
I believe the contract is ended this year.
I believe the last time you talked to us, it's been that long where he was doing that oil rig thing, and he was like roommating with a chick, right?
Correct.
And did they stay together? Is that what happened, or don't you really know?
Was the baby his?
I don't know. They never got tested.
I got you. Yeah.
Something,
so you're pretty estranged then, right now?
Something
correct.
Happened.
Okay.
Psychologically, to
she's correct.
Men and maybe the women. I don't know. That work on these oil rigs. Maybe it's the confined, you know, area that you're in. Maybe it's the danger. I don't know, but I've never met anybody, and I've met a few, who worked on oil rigs that were actually honest, authentic people.
Oh, boy, here we go. Let's all stereotype, folks.
I'm saying the ones I've met.
Which is a very small sample size.
How would you know?
Because, come on, Deb, what are you, a fucking oil rig hopper? I just know by definition you don't know. I just know. I already know that. I can just know. It's not like you're an editor for Oil Rig Magazine or anything. So you met a couple, and they were players. You know why? That's why they interacted with you, because you met those ones that were trying to play.
and they were all attached to somebody. That's got to say something.
Well, that happens. You know what? Divorce court was around before there was oil rigs. So that the cheating has nothing to do with the oil rig.
So we're Navy.
Don't blame the game. Well, no, don't use the Navy, because for most of ever and ever and ever, the United States Navy did not have chicks on them.
No, but they had chicks in ports around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, as far as being confined on a cruise, there was no chicks. So just in, we'll call it relative recent times. That's all. So you can't use that as an example. Anyway.
Well, Jasmine.
Love and legal.
The gods tell us we cannot, unless we're credentialed, we can't give any legal or specific medical advice. I mean, I can tell you what.
And that's what she's going
to
do.
Say vitamin to take or something like that.
She'll tell you what the cards think about your endeavor, but it won't be actual legal advice. That's just a disclaimer.
My personal opinion.
It sounds like she's already done the right thing by going out and getting some free consultations. That's the right thing to do.
It seems to be a very hard case.
I'll tell you what I would do nowadays.
In general.
If I could, I can't where I work because of security requirements. We can't tape and video stuff. But I've worked in a regular job and somebody was screwing with me. I'd put my little cell phone in my pocket and put it on audio. So I'd have a whole bunch of evidence that somebody was trying to screw with me. But it's hindsight at this point, and maybe they can't either do that. I don't know. What do you got, Deb?
Okay. Now, when you get fired, correct me if I'm wrong, you can't collect unemployment?
It depends if it's fired with cause or no cause, I think. And if they fired her because of an HR thing, probably not, I'm guessing. In every state,
yeah.
Unemployment's a state thing.
Personally, hon, I think, based on your cards, based on what I'm seeing in them, I would suggest you move on smartly. Get another job. Put this behind you. There's a lot of dirty business here that you're never going to be able to unearth, you know, to the truth. Because there's a lot of shade there. Let's go that way. And you've got too much to offer to try. I don't want to say it, but it doesn't look fruitful.
It doesn't look good, but, you know, that's you. Maybe you haven't talked to the right lawyer yet or something either. But, yeah, right now it's not looking good for the home team as far as this case, right?
Right.
Because it's a lot of he says, she says, or,
well,
yeah.
They're all in collusion with each other.
And that, and you know what? That person went and got a hold of HR first. So it would make her, they would say, well, she was retaliating. You know, they could look at hers.
And then they
just
file, what's that called, where they file a countersuit.
I don't think they would ever countersuit somebody got fired, but unless she was going on the media smearing them.
Well,
you can't get sued just for suing.
I just feel she should take the high road here. You, of course, you took this on the chin, you know, but there's better out there for you, Jasmine. I mean, better, where you're going to look back and be glad one day. And you'll be so happy you're not there anymore. It's going to make you want to go there, but don't. Go there or call them and say, ha, 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 I'm far better off than I could ever be with all of you, you know. Just move on. And as for a love life,
love,
I got to tell you, I think you're still processing the loss of your husband, and he did you dirty.
Yeah, that can't be any closure on that yet, I would think.
Well, he did her dirty.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, but he's still out there, and it's just, I don't know, it just sounds, that would bother me. But that's me. I'm not her. I would be like, this doesn't have a closing chapter yet for some reason.
Well, it's messy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
You know, these kids, she has got, you know, done both jobs.
Got it. Oh, yeah. Understood.
And you are of tender heart there, Jasmine. You really are. But you have a very strong back. I feel those kids are going to honor you. The father is a fly-by-night who just flies in and flies out. you know.
Weekend warrior.
Oh, and he's going to regret it. Believe me, karma will come to call. But for you, yes, when the time is right, I actually see two guys that you are going to have your pick.
Oh,
right here.
There you
right
go.
Here.
Two.
Yeah. Two.
It's good to have choices.
Two
dudes.
Yes. And I don't think you're going to ultimately stay in Texas. I feel there will be a real nice move. Maybe right now you can't even imagine, but definitely through the man that's coming into your life, you will likely relocate. Wanted to also mention to you that a lot of times we want to push and say, well, if I had somebody new to love, I would get over this pain and heartache. But you know what? You've got to let it come in its own best way and time. And then it will come. It will. And you'll be healed at least to the point where, you know, you can move on and not keep looking back. And, yeah, that guy really tore you up. But, you know, there's a saying I love. And I actually heard this from a very unintelligent guy long ago, seriously. His name was Dugan. And that was his real name, Dugan.
Mm, interesting.
He said, just remember, a clean cut is always better than a ragged tear because a ragged tear doesn't heal right.
Well, it leaves a scar, an ugly scar.
Yes. So he always said, go for the clean cut, which would mean cut your losses. You know, look at those wonderful children you have as your blessing and look to the future. And I believe you're going to get exactly what, you know, you're deserving of.
What you desire.
And that too, yes. All right.
All right. Here is your Rebel card, Friday. That project, that person, that idea is waiting. Get after that shit. The world has your back. Ah, we've had that one tonight. Well, the world has your back still. So good luck, Jasmine.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. You too. Take care.
Yeah.
Well,
take care.
It's been a long time. I'm glad. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah. And I want to say to Rachel, she said, and this is so true, I met many of the older sailors over the years that said, oh, going to Australia was a dream cruise, and not many got to go. They would say that, like you're saying, in the 80s, the girls would line up the ships to moor.
If it depends on the ship. Most of them would moor. I mean, a lot of them have to anchor out if they're too big.
And Rachel is saying, this hasn't happened since early 80s. Well, remember, it was toward early 90s. They now have women on the ships, on them. So I guess they, you know, maybe the girls found out it was slim pickings.
That started in the mid to late 90s, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had already gotten out of the Navy when that started.
And for a little while long ago, you know, the days of the mini skirts and the high-heeled pumps, I played around a little bit with the Australian Navy. A lot of different navies come here for, what is it, for like training or is it?
No, there's different war colleges and schools, and a lot of times they know they're out sailing around. They visit foreign ports like we do.
And they would go out, of course, clubbing at night. And I thought it was awesome that Australian sailors share berthing, co-ed, women and men. And they said they kind of shower together. It's no biggie. So I guess we're just the ones who are prudish and hung up on, you know, all of that.
Area code 917, New York, 917. Welcome to the show.
Hello there and welcome. Who are we
speaking? Oh, wow. Hi. I didn't think that I was going to get on. I just got shocked back. Thank you.
Kit-Kat?
Such an interesting show.
Yes, it is indeed.
Oh,
how are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in. I'm doing physical therapy and also trying to work through the mess in the apartment without hurting my back. but otherwise, hanging in there. Yeah.
And what are you looking in your reading tonight?
Yes.
There's a woman I've been in her weekly meditation group for a while, and we became a little friendly, and she offered me a free healing session about a month ago. I gave her a little donation afterwards. I felt bad. Couldn't afford the whole thing. Anyway, and then I was emailing her after that to tell her how I was doing, and she went away for a while, and I waited until she came back. And then I sent her another email, like, you know, right before the eclipse, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I haven't heard back from her at all, which I thought was a little strange. I was wondering if you see anything. Is she disappointed in me or upset with me, or has nothing to do with me?
It's a good question. It really is. So I'm going to lay out your cards right now.
Thank you.
What kind of healer is she? Is it Reiki or something else?
Spiritual healing channeling.
I see.
She channels different archangels, supposedly, and like Michael or Yeshua, and channels energies and messages through them.
All right, here we go.
Through her, actually.
Now, she offered that to you, didn't she? She offered it for you to have a free session?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my impression of these cards, I see her right here, is that she feels her business isn't doing as well as she may be letting on. And I think she's miffed that you didn't, you know, weren't 100% sold, where you wanted to find a way to compensate her better for her work towards you. And, you know, that's the thing. A lot of people put the freebie out there,
mm-hmm.
which I have done from time to time, but they're really looking for the repeat business.
Yes, that's why they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Nobody gives them away, you know, unless for kindness to somebody, a friend or something.
So she really wasn't motivated by friendship. All right.
So she was motivated out of financial desperation.
Yeah, she's finding so many come for the freebie and then don't come back. And if that was me, I'd be looking at what my technique is, what's missing. You know, if I were her, I'd be asking you, what has prevented you from coming back? And if it was simply the money, and other people have told her that, I would lower my rates, at least run sales.
Yeah, and, you know, the market determines a lot of things, too. Is there a market for it or is there not? You get that.
All right, well, Kit Kat, otherwise, your cards do look really good, really good. And your sister is here. Mm-hmm. You have a sister, correct? Isn't she out in California? Or somewhere like that.
Oh, you're wonderful. Yes, thank you. You're great. Yes, California. Yeah, very, you never know with her volatile relationship. Although lately she's been, how shall I say, a little different. Nicer?
Different? Yes. And she's right here.
Yeah, and she's been calling me. I think because maybe I had enough on my end and I let her go. It's like, I'm not taking her nonsense anymore. And, you know, we'd have something on the phone and she'd hang up on me or whatever. And then I wouldn't call her back and let her go for days. And screw her. I don't need this. And I have to find a way to not let her bother me and blah, blah, blah. And then she started calling me or texting or something.
Because, yeah, you are going to really find a lot of pleasantness in your relationship. She's going to try. Let's put it that way. Your sister wants to really try to have a better relationship with you. The feeling that she lost you is not one she wants to feel again, okay? When you said screw her and all that and you didn't talk to her, I really think your sister, well, it seems like an epiphany to me that she wants to. You know, we're all getting older. We are not going younger. We're getting older. And people are starting, I think, with the way the world is, with things that are going on around us, we're starting to put gratitude and value into our relationships. So I think you can trust on this. You showed her. You meant business, Kit Kat. So I think that's great.
Yeah.
And she should return the respect to you. So I think the two of you are on a new, you're on new footing together. You got the best card in the deck here, Two of Hearts. That is a card of real fulfillment and satisfaction, and the big word, happiness.
Yeah.
So Jim's got a card for you.
I have a rebel card.
Yeah.
All right. It's Rebel Card Friday, so stand by. All right. It says, get the fuck out of your head. Get in your heart. It misses you.
I love that.
Hey, it's Rebel Friday.
Get out of your head and get in your heart.
There is no sugar here. Get out of your head, get in your heart. It misses you. So, all right. Well, thank you so much. Glad you called. It's been a little while.
Glad to talk to you, and we're sorry. We have others, a long list, but everybody, we can't get to everyone.
Yes, we're hitting our, we extended the show because it's Friday, Saturday, the 90-minute mark. Goodbye, Kit Kat, for now. Hope you call back again.
Yeah, we can talk to you anytime you feel like calling in.
And then we shall... We've got to do a wrap, Deb. Final thoughts before we play the see you later music or what?
Final thoughts? I enjoyed tonight very much.
You going to pick?
Yeah, what?
You want to pick?
You go. You like your favorites.
Well, I don't have a favorite, you know.
Give us some party music.
Well, then we got to do that.
All right.
Loud.
Loud?
Yeah, you got it down.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Just leave it up.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, whoa, good night, sweetheart. Good night.